Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So you've been dating this girl for some time and she's like, I'm going to make you the yummiest, scrummiest little dinner, but it's going to be healthy. And it's the first time she's made you dinner, but she's like really changed after this nutrition class she took. So she's really excited to like show you the new techniques that she learned. And she's kind of a proud person. And you know that like if you bring anything up about this, it's gonna start a discussion at the very least. So she's like, in this scenario, you eat meat. You are not a vegetarian. And she is like, I'm going to make you some beef on a plate. So you're like, oh, okay. Anything with it? And she's like, watch. And she empties an entire 2-pound bag of ground beef into a pretty small pan, cooks it for some time, lets it just steam. There's no Maillard or browning effect on any of this meat, just so you know. And there's just like kind of a pool of the fat that rendered from the meat. And she's like, well, don't worry. All of this disgusting grease is going to go. And you're like, oh, she's going to like drain it. And she puts it into a little colander and you're like, oh, she's draining it. And then she turns on the faucet and begins to wash the meat. Just washes it, just like really blasts it with the water. And then she dumps it back into a pan. And then she kind of stirs it around with a little wooden spoon a little bit more and is like, voila, dinner is served. What do you do?
Oh. This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out over real love and fake relationships. I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
Ooh, rinse that beef.
That's maybe the most disgusting. Like, I was so disgusted. I wasn't ready to start the show.
Right.
Like, I need a minute. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
My favorite part of this scenario that I want to dig a little deeper into.
Mm-hmm.
She's really changed after her nutrition class.
Yeah, she's like learned a lot from her nutrition class, and she's like, guys.
But like, as a person, like fundamentally, she is a new woman.
Like, she might be a robot.
Yeah.
I think she's been replaced.
So you got to go and check out this nutrition class, see what's going on there.
Yes, I think that's the first thing you do. You don't eat it. You're like, oh, my stomach hurts.
My stomach hurts from watching you cook that.
Yeah, I can't eat. But you do some real research on this nutrition class, because I think it is a like invasion of the body snatcher situation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, oh my God.
You sign up with a fake name. Mm-hmm. You go, you tell someone else where you're going so they can check in mm-hmm. with you when you're done. Set up like a secret code word that you'll say when you come back so they know it's you.
Mm-hmm.
And then see
well,
what's going on.
Well, here's a question.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're friends.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
If one of you told me this about your partner,
ugh.
My opinion of them and your relationship would be forever changed.
Yeah.
So well, like you yeah. kind of have to be careful who you tell mm. because if they're a judgy bitch like me or like yeah. I just it would be like I would worry about you if you were in a relationship with a person who drained who's what do you even call that? Washed I mean, their cooked meat in
this,
water?
This poses a problem because I like Mogi, I would go straight to you for a secret spy mission.
Well, thank you. Know? You.
And the judgmental bitch aspect of that is a huge part of it. Like that is a player you need on your
table.
Team. Yes.
Like I unfortunately think that like a group call minus the person who's in the relationship would occur.
It would have to because I would be like, am I crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't. Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't betray as much as I've told you guys I would turn you into the police if you murdered someone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would betray you for a spy mission, partially because I really want to go on a spy mission.
Right. Well, and someone might be stealing bodies.
And someone might, and that's true. There's also like the bigger conspiracy is a concern.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I think it would. So there's a lot of things that would happen in my heart and brain, which would be one, it would really depend on like, let's say, you know, someone, the person that's telling me, oh, my partner did this, I would need to know, like, what's their, you know, like, if they're like, isn't that cute? Or like, isn't that funny? I would be like, you are also replaced.
I like that we're all granting ourselves the distance of being friends with this person's partner.
I cannot even conceive. I think, okay, now let's, if we try to be, if it wasn't body snatchers,
right.
maybe this person just really, like, they grew up in a family where they only ate takeout and, like, they really don't know about cooking. Like, they don't know. And they do know, like, they've heard of, you can get sick from dirty meat.
Sure.
Like
why clean
I mean, that's
it
day one in a
it.
Nutrition class.
Like,
day
why?
One, you're like, hey,
again,
no dirty
the
meat.
The nutrition class is bankrupt. There's something wrong at the nutrition, because that isn't nutrition.
There's something
like,
wrong at the nutrition class.
There's something wrong at the nutrition
I
class.
I think, unfortunately, that's the title of our episode.
But she came away from it impassioned, though, where
she's
like,
excited.
She was excited, but
she's galvanized.
Has she eaten this before?
No.
Is there a way to like poke around?
Oh, no, okay. She doesn't seem like someone who tries a recipe before bringing it.
Well, here's what I think.
Like, Mogi, I know you do like drafts on your cookies and shit like that.
Well, I think here's what I unfortunately think happened, because judging from the video this is based on, it does seem like this woman has done this before. Let's pull the footage back the curtain.
Yeah,
there. This is based on is it a TikTok video?
Yes.
Yeah, it is a TikTok.
Okay.
And she says, "Let me show you what I learned in nutrition a couple years ago." And so she dumps out this entire. I'm watching it as we speak.
I'm pulling it up right now.
This huge. Okay, first of all, like I enjoy cooking a lot. So there's a lot happening in here that I am personally, this is a hate crime. So like first, she's literally steaming all this meat. There's too much meat in the pan. She's crowding it. And
it's a
therefore,
very small meat.
Yeah. And it's
very small pan.
Very small pan, like an egg pan.
And no seasoning whatsoever.
No seasoning to be seen. None even in the frame. There's
did you catch that it's the meat is not coming out of a package from the store?
Right. She has.
It's in a Ziploc bag.
It is in a Ziploc.
She's indelicately placing it in the pan.
She plops its ass right in there. No starting grease either. Like there's no fat like to begin with.
Oh,
which
look at the
difference. Sometimes you don't need that if you have like a high fat content. Yes.
I think when you watch it too, because yes, it's like no seasoned meat and that's bad, right? Like that's going to taste horrible.
And then it's steamed.
But she's
that's
like, oh,
bad.
God, she's pouring out the grease. Okay, mm-hmm. She's using a colander.
But you're like, okay.
Okay, I've never done that, but that is a totally, that makes sense. Because I think I want more grease than none.
But also, okay, don't pour grease down the sink. Like, that's maybe
the
least.
You should do that. You need to be collecting.
That's the least of the problems here.
Yeah, that is the least. But you're right. She her landlord could sue her based on this video.
Yes. So she says, so get rid of it. And then you see a shot of it in the colander and you're like, oh, so she's draining it in the sink. Bad. But okay. I mean, you should really be getting a little jar and putting it in there, that's that's fine.
Yeah. I mean, who has time for that?
And then she blasts the water and you're like, what's going on? And then she puts it in there and then she really washes this meat. Mm-hmm. She is washing it, washing it, washing it. Which also, here's what I'm going to tell you something. Unless that water is hot, which I suspect it is not, water and oil, the water is not going to wash off the oil. So what it's doing.
No, it's gonna be globules.
Yeah, it's just globulating your fat and then also making it soggy and wet and diluting whatever flavor you have. And I don't think she's using hot water, but she is really, I mean, and then she plops it back in the pan and it looks so dry.
I don't believe her. Now that I'm watching the video over and over, because it is a TikTok, so it's a loop, I don't believe her that she learned this in class. It's less that I think nutrition is an evil class and more like I think maybe she didn't pay attention or because there is a thing, and this I think is more of a cultural thing because I didn't know about it because we don't really do it in my family, of washing your meat before cooking it.
Guess what? You shouldn't do that.
Yeah, I've heard you shouldn't, but and that's not how I was raised. But I know that culturally, some people do. That is a thing that people do for health, you know, like that, like, culturally for health reasons, whether it's scientifically
right
or not. But like that, so like rinsing your meat is
I've seen people do it.
Yes,
you have to be very careful with how you do it. I've seen like some people do it. Like they'll put it in a bowl of water. That's actually way safer. If you blast it with water, you're putting like salmonella all over your fucking house.
Totally.
So don't do that.
People don't like to think about vapor.
No,
and I think this is the year where we all have to really think about vapor a lot.
The year of vapor.
Like, it's the year of vapor because like
2020,
like,
the year of vapor.
We all knew about like poop vapor, but I feel like this year we all have to like poop vapor could kill you.
Mm-hmm. Well, poop vapor was just like one of those things of life, you know?
Yes, but you didn't think about it every
day. We all.
It was a joke.
The fact that we live in a cloud of other people's feces
and urine.
But that's being human. That's
and
part of
urine.
It.
Don't forget the urine.
Sorry, don't forget the pee pee.
You know what I think that this woman learned in her nutrition class? This is what I think she learned, and then I'm going to tell you where she decided to GS
where
take
it went
the wheel.
Wrong. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she was like, she probably learned in nutrition that like when you're cooking, the stuff that renders off is fat.
Yes.
So she was probably like, oh my gosh. And maybe they were like, you should drain it, which actually that's like a very like 1985 way to think about about nutrition.
I mean, it's sort of like the George Foreman grill. Saw that. The little black dish that you.
Yes. Discard. That you'd collected in. Yes. Like when actually now we know that like fat is actually not that bad. Whatever. It is what it is. It's fine. This girl lives in the 80s.
Well, it's you need to start with a lean ground beef or a ground turkey. Let's just, let's just go with that.
But a cup of fat coming off your ground meat.
I mean, yeah, she's probably using an 80-20. If we're going to go really hard into this, she's probably using an 80-20. If she just start exactly right, like start with either extra lean ground beef, try a buffalo, try chicken, try turkey,
ostrich,
like literally probably any other meat than what she has going on.
Mm-hmm. I mean, eliminate the beef completely. I know we eat meat in this scenario, but eliminate the beef completely and use avocado as a healthy source of fat.
Right.
But hold on though. Well, this is the whole meal though, right?
This is
she's going to
make tacos.
She's
going to
put a sauce on it.
There's nothing else in here.
Here's what's
going to happen. Nothing else in the kitchen.
You can use as much mustard as you want, as much soy sauce
as you
want.
That's right. It's that diet. It's that diet. Yes. You know what it is? Because this feels very 80s to me. It's this and like a handful of like brown rice and like steamed broccoli. That's
steamed to shit.
It feels very. Yeah. It's liquid.
Oh, that. Yeah. That's absolutely
the 80s meal that she's having. But and also, like, it's like when people thought bagels were healthy. Like, it's that.
Bagels like, are healthy.
Welcome to 85.
Bagels are wholesome. All right, but I have an idea.
They're wholesome the way white bread is wholesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
And in the way that they have a hole in the middle of them.
Ayo. Yeah.
It's like that and like a grapefruit, you know? It's like very...
Also has a hole.
Yeah.
Like very small.
Very small hole.
The most important thing, I think, so you eat, this is what I say. You eat the tacos or whatever
it's
dish
not
she's
tacos.
Making.
You can, she's going to say that's too spicy. So you have, like, she's, there's no spices in this.
Chili is non-fat. You can put as much chili as you want in it.
Yeah, she's going to put, she's going to open a can of something and dump it on top.
Oh, my goodness.
She's hamburger helper.
Diced, whole diced tomatoes. Not whole diced tomatoes, but, you know. The,
I
the,
know what
the,
you're saying.
Yeah, no.
Those... And she's not going to drain off the water, so it's going to be
water.
She rinses them.
Oh,
water
right.
has no calories.
That's true.
That's like really what her whole, the subtext of what she is doing is water has no calories. Add as much as you want.
Interesting. Yes. I mean, we have to prove she's not a robot. So
yeah,
I say
one, a robot.
You go like, you log into your EDD and in the login page, you're like, hey, babe, I have this is after dinner. I'm having trouble with this page. Can you help me?
Yeah.
And then ask her to click the I am not a robot button
and see
if she can do
see
it.
See if she can pass that quiz.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
She fails so many times. She tries to do the audio one.
Mm-hmm.
Still
but if this, unfortunately, if this truly was the 1980s, that technology, robot detection technology wasn't invented yet.
No.
No. And also, like, we would want her to take some type of quiz, right? I wish there was just like.
Yeah, she'd have to know, identify which photo has a crosswalk in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like, what's your 10 deepest secrets?
Guys, we're doing quiz ships.
Whoa. Oh, we are? Okay, Kelly said 80s like 17 times.
I'm sorry, but I have opinions about 80s ideas.
A lot of times, and I was like, did we switch?
No. It was coincidence. And I realized that Colin thought that when he kept saying 80s, and I was like, oh.
When I kept saying 80s, you said 80s 14 times in a row.
Because
we all have been trained.
Here's what the problem is. I truly do think that they're, like, just in general, a lot of people have, like, a very 80s idea of nutrition.
Yes.
And it's coincidental that we also happen to be recording 80s ships next week.
No, I get how it happened. I think it's like people think of the 80s, but they also want quick fixes, which I was trying to get from quick fix to quiz for a second. Because if you take the first two letters and the last two letters and change one to a Z...
What's the pronunciation, though? Fixes.
Wow.
Fixes.
I was like, oh, man. Kelly wants to transition into the main part of the episode so bad right now. This is the fifth time she said 1980s.
I'm so sorry. It's just my passion.
No. 80s is your passion.
So we're doing 80s shit. No,
we're doing quiz ships.
We are doing quiz ships because there are a bunch of new episodes of Jeopardy have entered the... Netflix, right?
Yes.
Is that where we started with this?
It also means that next week will be the last five Alex Trebek Jeopardy episodes.
Aww. Oh, I'm not ready.
I know.
It's sad. Have they announced the new... Oh, they're doing different hosts,
they're doing
right?
guest hosts for a little bit, and Ken Jennings is the first one, which...
Interesting.
He could be fine.
I think,
student becomes a teacher.
Like, think of, like, Price is Right.
Mm-hmm.
Is Drew Carey Bob Barker? No. But he's fine.
He's Drew Carey.
He's Drew Carey.
I think
that's fine.
I was very resistant to that transition when it happened. Mm-hmm. But then once I realized, like, oh, you know, they chose a completely opposite person so we can transition into the next phase of Price is Right, like, more easily. I think if it was someone who was trying to do the same thing as Bob or trying to do the same thing as Alex Trebek in this case, like, that's going to make the transition a lot longer.
Well, yeah, like, it's like if you marry into a family that already has a kid, you're like, I'm not trying to be your dad. I'm my own thing. I'm not trying to replace, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to replace your dad. I'm just trying to be my own thing, and, like, we can have a different relationship.
Like, we don't even have to hang out, to be honest. I'm just kind of here to do my own thing. Just text me.
Like, I'll see you at Christmas, I guess? Can you imagine if your stepdad said that to you?
Oh my God.
I'll see you at Christmas, I guess.
How old are you at this point? 11?
Yeah. You're the kid from Love Actually.
Oh my God.
That poor little kid. Who's going to get Claudia Schiffer? So he's going to be okay.
That's okay.
As his stepmom, I think. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, he's gonna grow up to have to settle for Queen's Gambit.
I liked Queen's Gambit.
I did
and
too.
I thought their little dynamic was cute because it wasn't trying to be a full-on happily ever after. Because they're both complicated people. You should watch it if you like things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I will. Okay, so what kind of quiz ships do we have going this week?
I've got kind of a weird one, and I only feel confident about the first half of it.
Mm. Okay. Let's hear it.
Okay, so are you guys familiar with the band The Weaker Thans?
No.
Yes.
So the lead singer of The Weaker Thans is a guy named John K. Sampson, and he has put out some albums since the band broke up, and one of them, which is called Winter Wheat, has a song called Quiz Night at Looky Loo's. And it is about a guy who lives through some sort of like natural disaster thing where like buildings are collapsing and like he's in a city and it's terrifying. And he takes refuge in a bar where he starts telepathically communicating with a cat. And he's like, oh my God, I didn't know I could do this. I have some kind of special powers. I need to contact everyone else that has special powers and figure out what's going on. And the way he tries to do this is he makes a quiz that only other telepaths, alpha adapts, as he calls them, can like pick up on the clues. And he goes around to like bars and does like these quiz nights at various bars, hoping that one day someone will pick up on his clues. And no one ever does. And it's also unclear whether he actually has telepathic powers or anything like that.
Crazy.
He could be totally delusional.
Sad.
Yeah.
And all of this is contained in like a 3-minute pop song?
So, yes. It's
And also, just various things that I've written in follow-up.
The song is a lot of, there's a sung chorus, but otherwise it's like a spoken word kind of thing.
Okay.
So like there's a lot of narrative is crammed in there. But like, it's such a like creepy and weird, sad song. And I just want him to find someone to like validate. Like, I want like Jean Grey to like step out and be like, I hear the telepathic song that you're singing. You are one of us. You're, excuse me, a mutant.
You're getting choked
I'm
up.
I'm getting choked
he's
up. Choked
he's
very emotional
about
for
his
you.
Own fanfic.
Yeah.
What?
Or maybe
Hold
his own
on.
Experiences.
He's
invested hundreds of hours into fanficking this song, you guys.
I know.
It's an entire section of AO3.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone on the show can be made fun of for getting choked up over their own fanfic.
I mean, you can be, but yeah, just no, by three hypocrites.
Yeah, we're just hypocrites. That's all.
But I just want this alpha adept to find love somewhere.
Yeah.
I have one that I think it's horrible. But do you guys remember the 2014 Ryan Reynolds vehicle, The Voices?
No.
Oh, it was a little indie flick. And it is about a guy who lives in an apartment with a cat and a dog.
Oh,
and the
wait.
Cat is constantly telling him to murder people. And the dog is just like trying to keep him out of trouble.
Yes, I remember this,
that
actually.
That sounds
yeah.
kind of awesome.
It does sound
I feel
awesome.
Like they have the same power. And Ryan Reynolds needs to meet someone who can have a conversation with a cat that doesn't lead to murder.
This is great.
Yeah. No, that's perfect.
Did you know this was going to happen, Patrick?
No.
A perfect match for your quiz.
It's perfect match.
Perfect match.
I expect to see at least a drabble. By end of day.
Yeah.
All right, I'll get right
That's on. A very short fic.
Very short.
Well,
sometimes
you
gotta
only 100 words.
You got to watch the source material.
That's
Give
true.
Him some time.
Okay, 2 days.
2 days. But then I want it to be at least 1K.
Yeah.
No, I can do that.
It doesn't have to be completed.
No. But I want you to tell me how many parts are in it so that I know you at least have planned out.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do that like one mm-hmm. of question mark. Oh, cannot. Stop.
I mean, honestly, I won't even see it because I click completed.
Yeah, I click completed as well because I can't.
I can't invest.
Well, you don't want to wait. Come on.
Well, you don't know these other people. It's not like
I don't
these
know your
people
life.
Are being paid to do it.
Yeah.
Never- I've... If I had posted my latest novel on the internet, people would be waiting a long time.
takes a long time to write stuff.
It does take a long time.
That's great, Colin. Thank you for completing my quiz ship. That's perfect.
That was great.
No problem. Can I ask you for a favor in return?
Sure.
Because I have a half-completed quiz ship as well. And mine is very half-completed. Do you guys remember the episode of The Office called Trivia, where they all drive into the city because Andy needs to win $1,000?
Yes.
He could buy $1,000 worth of paper in order to meet the new, like, rigid quota that Robert California has set for them.
Yes.
Yes, I remember that.
So the fun little Easter egg of that episode is because it is, like, about a year after Steve Carell leaves the show, is Steve Carell wears a big fake beard and is in exactly 1 second of the episode as a member of the bar trivia team, the Queerenstein Bears. And it's four big, hairy gay men who love trivia and love each other. And I wasn't sure if I wanted to just ship them as friends or friends to lovers, or I wanted to, like, get in the mix and find out how the four of them, like, you know, like, all the drama that the four of them could cook up if they started sexual relationships among themselves. Or, you know, I it's not a fleshed out ship. I just, I love that. I love that moment so much. It makes me laugh every fucking time.
Does he look good? Like, is he convincing, or does he look like Steve Carell wearing a beard?
Patrick wants to know if he needs to find this episode of Netflix ASAP.
I do.
Yeah.
So you do. You do. It's very funny.
How hot is Carell as a bear?
It's all right.
He's good in a beard, but yeah. I've only ever seen him in his own beard.
It is like a big, bushy, it's like a young Santa Claus kind of vibe.
Yeah.
It's a big old beard. He doesn't look half bad. You can hardly tell it's him. And the funny thing is they cut to a shot with him in it, and he is in the middle of the group. And then later they go back to the Queerenstein Bears, and he is now seated on the edge because they purposely crop out his face so they don't show him again. So they were, like, going for a very, like, this is a secret.
Yeah.
Kind of gag.
That's a cool thing.
But I guess to answer your question, yeah, he's
other trivia teams to ship with them.
Hmm. Ooh, you're saying a full trivia team.
Team on team.
And it starts as like a battle at trivia night.
It's enemies to lovers.
Yes. Okay.
What are the great trivia teams in
fiction? I'm like literally like, do I Google famous trivia teams?
Okay, that'll there's a movie with James McAvoy and I think Rebecca Hall where he like goes to Oxford and is on the Quiz Bowl team. It may be called like Quiz Bowl.
Ooh, what? Okay, this is... Wait, no, I immediately thought this won't work. Oh, no, there's three men on it. What about the Quiz Bowl team from Mean Girls?
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Okay, all right.
Like maybe post-college?
Yes. Let's get him out of high school.
Maybe it's like framed like a heist movie. Like they have to get the team back together.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Because the reigning champs are the Queerenstein Bears.
Yes.
Oh, and you know what? Katie, Lindsay Lohan, she died. That's what actually part of what brought them together.
Yeah.
Just to get her out of the way so we don't have to worry about shipping her with anyone.
Yeah. Or what was the name of the quiz team leader in that? It was like he was the goofy kid who like rapped.
I can sing the parts of the musical that he sings.
Same guy that plays shoot.
He also hits on grumpy girl in that movie.
Yes, Lizzie Kaplan.
Yes.
Janice.
He loves
right?
Lizzie Kaplan.
Janice. Yeah. Oh, Kevin Napoor, I think.
Yeah.
I think it was Kevin was on that team. Or is he not on that team?
No, I know that sounds right.
He's the guy that I'm talking about that flirts with Janice.
Yes.
So is like he's been attending the like trivia nights at this bar where the Queerenstein Bears are like undefeated and undefeatable.
Yeah, so okay, I think I got said. So Kevin is he's hanging out at this bar, realizes there's a quiz night, but because of the way his life has gone and the way he is, he just hangs out at quiz night as like a solo rider.
Mm-hmm.
kind of
filling in the blanks.
Seeing if any teams of three show up.
Oh.
That's so sad.
But, Do you guys need a fourth?
Oh my God.
And he never signs up for his own. Even though he could do that. People do that.
Right.
But he wants to be on a team.
Yeah. He wants to relive his glory days from high school. And he knows all the answers, but he's sitting silently, just brooding until he runs into Janice from high school.
Great.
And he's like, "Oh my God, good to see you. How are you? How have you been?" And she's like, pretty not great, actually. Do you remember my friend Katie?
We're
just here having a drink after her funeral.
Oh my God, wait, it's so soon. So soon after the funeral, after she's dead.
But that's a good reason they would be together.
Right.
Maybe
they haven't spoken for so long, and then she dies.
And all the mathletes are there.
Well, Kenny was not invited to the funeral. Which do you get invited to funerals?
No, you choose whether you go.
Okay. Well, he didn't know about it.
I think that if you are planning a funeral, you can make sure certain people are aware of the day and time and location.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I feel like you're not invited to funerals, but you are sometimes asked not to come.
Ooh.
Yes. I thought you were going to say you're not invited to funerals, but you are sometimes guilted into going to funerals.
It's also the same.
I mean, certainly.
Like, you're told, so-and-so's funeral is at this time.
Yeah,
and then it's like,
told
dot, dot, dot.
Time and location of a funeral.
That's
probably
the invite.
You're being, whereas if you're just told what day it is, you're not being invited.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Funerals on Tuesday. No further
funerals
information.
Funerals on Tuesday, so I won't be able to text you back that day.
Yeah. And then
so
they're like, well,
when
is it?
Insist on continuing to text me.
Yeah. And then it's like, well, where is it? I cannot speak on that at this time.
I think it's some kind of church.
It's in fucking Africa, dude. Get bent.
Which would work for Katie.
Yeah.
That's where she grew up.
That's true.
Is there any problem that these guys aren't actually a quiz team? They're a mathlete team.
Well, they can do other stuff, right? Maybe they're like, this is the newest challenge. Can we pull it together to do this like trivia thing?
Mm. Oh, and you know what they do? Because they don't have all the pop culture knowledge that they need. No, they don't have all the sports knowledge they need.
Yeah.
So they bring in Aaron Samuels.
Yeah.
There we go.
Who's Aaron Samuels?
He's the hunk.
He's the boy.
He's the boy.
In a teen rom-com with a guy at the center, there's like a two-dimensional girl. He's the two-dimensional boy.
Yeah, it's I was just like really fixated on like the mathletes aspect of girls.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
are characters in this movie who aren't on the mathletes.
So it's not the original team up.
10 minutes long.
Yeah, it's really short. I thought it was a short film.
No, this is going to be a trilogy. It's not the original team up. So you got Aaron Samuels.
Okay.
You got Janice Ian. And then in walks in the door, also coming from the funeral, Damien.
Yes.
So you got a mathlete. You got a pop culture guru.
Well-rounded.
You got a sports guy. And you got a mean girl.
Janice has
grown up to be a mean girl in her own right.
Well, of course. But then she's going to learn that being mean isn't the only way to be.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But we actually have now included a canonically gay character.
Finally.
Oh, Jesus.
Finally.
So, it took us way too long to do that, but I'm glad we got there.
I'll be honest, I completely forgot about the queer and Steve Bears.
Kind of got distracted with the mathletes thing. See, that's what I'm saying. That's why I got confused.
So I guess technically the ship is Damien and Steve Carell's character from.
I think so. All of that to get there.
It was worth it.
It was a long walk, but it was worth it.
It was worth it. Because how would we have found that? How?
Never.
Ooh, even spicier. Damien wants to leave immediately because he used to date Steve Carell.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, so it's like angsty.
It's lovers to enemies to lovers once more.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Second chance.
I love this. Gosh, I really wish this was the description of a fic I could read.
I know.
Patrick, are you on this?
I'm working on it. I've got a backlog right now.
Thank you guys so much for helping me get there because I am actually quite pleased with this ship.
Okay, you guys went more straight with quizzes than I'm going to go.
Okay.
There's sort of like a couple steps, but as discussed earlier this year, I am doing a Degrassi, the new class rewatch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Or Degrassi, the next generation. Sorry. And it's amazing and everything I remembered it to be. I still love the same ships. Some of the other ships I didn't care about, now I'm super invested. It's like, I cry all the time. Maybe something else going on. Let's not examine it.
That's a function of a year of vapors.
Yeah.
But I had set as like a goalpost as possibly the end of my time watching Degrassi. Because Degrassi goes on and on and on and on. Like, I have to accomplish other things.
Oh, right. Wasn't it going to be like the school shooting or something?
It was, which is in the wake of the Quiz Bowl. So what happens is this guy, Rick, he's being bullied. He wins the quiz that's televised all over the place, including throughout the school. And someone
throughout the school, including throughout the school.
It's very important that this whole school can see.
Okay.
He gets tarred and feathered.
Yes. By whom?
By Jay, who's like just a bad guy. He eventually gets a redemption story, but Jay is just bad. And then Spinner, who can be good or can be bad. Spinner is very easily swayed.
Is Spinner a semi-professional snowboarder? Because that is the only acceptable career for a name.
That's probably why he gave himself that nickname. No, he thinks he's cool, but he's kind of the loser of the show, but like hangs with the popular kids. So like he's just the butt of all the jokes because he's like the dumbest. He gets a boner in class once. Oh. Like he's just,
oh my god,
and so Spinner teams up with Jay and they tar and feather this kid.
Jesus.
And the kid goes, and then not only does he get tar and feathered, but he thinks Jimmy Drake is his real name. We all know him as Drake. Aubrey, I think, is actually his real name, but whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Drake, who is pretty much like easily the coolest character. Like, he's just the coolest. Like, he is good at basketball. He can rap. He's nice to everybody. He's wins king of the prom and shit, or king of the, you know, spring dance. But the guy who gets tar and feathered thinks Jimmy was in on it.
Why?
And that's what pushes him over the edge.
What?
Because Spinner and Jay, the guy who got tar and feathered, is in the bathroom stall, and Spinner and Jay say Jimmy did it.
Oh my god, no. They were scheming.
So he goes off his rocker and he does a school shooting, including shooting Jimmy, who can never walk again. But that's not the ship.
Oh my god.
You're not shipping Jimmy with a bullet?
No. Love Jimmy, and he gets some good storylines post shooting. And it's all good, and then Drake becomes Drake, and it's all great.
Wait, but before we get to your ship, can we go back to the tarring and feathering for a second?
So it's not really tar. Okay. They use like honey or glue or something, and then they
very
put
different,
on it.
Different, because one does like burn a person.
Yes,
right. And
that
is
like
kind of
Canadian
racial.
Junior high equivalent.
Yeah, I mean they feather him after they put glue and feather on.
Okay,
him.
So it's humiliating and not disfiguring.
No, he's not disfigured. Okay, all right. He's humiliated. And like I said, it's the salt in the wound of this like one person he thought was actually his friend would do this to him. Pushes.
And this
him
is after him
the
winning the Quiz Bowl?
Yes, but here's the thing. Last year, I didn't tell you about Terry. So last year, when we first met this guy, he was just a pompous guy who was an actor in a play but tried to direct the play.
Mm.
No one liked him. But he dated this girl, Terry, and then we found out not only is he pompous, he abused Terry.
No. Wait, so this is the guy who gets tarred and feathered.
Yes. So then they break up, they get back together, and then he's in a physical altercation with Terry, knocks her down, she hits her head on a rock. She goes into a coma, guys.
Oh my God.
This is middle schoolers?
Like eighth grade, yeah.
Oh my Jesus.
Or maybe ninth grade now. Then Terry disappears from the show, which is very sad because she was great. She was a plus size model. Anyway.
In the show
also,
or IRL?
On the show. It's very fun. And then she could have turned Spinner around, but that's just a personal opinion. if she If she and Spinner had made their moves together, it really could have, both of their lives could have been much better. But instead, he dates this girl, Paige is a bitch, and then she dates, that's textual. I'm not slamming her. That's just who she is. Mm-hmm. And then she dates this guy who gets tarred and feathered. Anyway, so he comes back. So he knocks this girl into a coma and then 3 months later goes back to the school.
No, you got to leave.
Yes. And so everyone wants him gone and everyone tries to get rid of it. Like they try to protest him. They try to do, and then it gets more and more until he's really being bullied. But he's being bullied. You see why he's being bullied.
I mean, it's consequences, I feel.
Yes.
If you knock your girlfriend into a coma,
people are going to say
like
things.
He's being like, this is cancel culture.
It's good old fashioned junior high vigilante justice.
Yes, yeah. But the vigilant justice has unforeseen consequences because
it's true.
Causes him to have a psychotic, you know, his brain breaks and he shoots people.
He's like, oh, this is how you vigilante justice. Let me show you a thing or two.
He's like, oh, yes. MAGA?
Okay, but
and then
Don't bring glue and feathers to a gunfight, motherfucker.
Yeah, he just finds some really interesting stuff on Reddit and like just keeps going. And then all of a sudden it's 8chan and he's like, where am I?
Oh, no.
But I found some really interesting guys.
And they let me say whatever I want on Parler. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I will never visit. Oh, and by the way, this guy's name's Rick. I guess I could have been telling you his name was Rick. But anyway, Rick is bullied to the... But you understand, if you watch the whole series, you understand why he's being bullied. And I could see myself doing the same kind, being mean to him too.
Yeah.
Because he did beat his girlfriend and then put her in a coma.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
what is the ship?
But do people deserve...
Yeah, where's the ship?
Oh, we haven't even touched it. Well, kind of. Okay, so... So in the text of my ultimate ship, which is Sean and Emma, Sean starts off as like a bad boy, but he's like a bad boy who wears jean jacket and jean pants. Well, he's that bad boy. He's just kind of like he has a checkered past. We don't really know. He's from another school, but Sean and Emma, and Emma's like a little hippie girl who protests all the time. They're very cute. They date a little bit. They're very sweet on each other. Then Sean becomes a bad boy who wears wife beaters and hoodies and a beanie.
Mogi, please. I prefer the term dagotee.
He wears a dagotee. Wait, did I just say a slur?
You said you used wife beater.
I've said wife beater before, but it is not great.
But the slur is against people who beat their wives. Okay. Yeah. He wears a white tank top.
I think it's against a garment, which I own several of.
I see what you're saying.
Being Italian-American stock, I prefer dagotee.
He wears a
ribbed tank top?
A white ribbed tank top with a hoodie and a beanie pulled down over his eyebrows.
Rose by any other name. That's all
I'm
saying.
Yeah, he's very bad. He's a bad, bad boy at that point. And then he like starts hanging out with Jay, who we talked about. Jay's just bad.
Oh, my God.
So at that point... Emma can't really stand for Sean's antics at this point because he's being like, she liked him when he had a rough and tumble past, but she doesn't really want to deal with
you don't want a rough and tumble present.
Exactly. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
So they break up and he starts saying this other girl, it's fine. I still ship Sean and Emma to the day I die. But he say at the shooting after the quiz, he saves her life. He saves Emma from the shooter and he ends up accidentally killing the shooter, sort of. Like they're at a clench with the gun and the gun goes off and kills
Rick. Stopping one bad guy with a gun just took a different bad guy with a gun.
Yeah, he's bad boy.
The same gun
with a heart of gold. But it gives you a nice closure to that chapter. There's more chapters than Emma and Sean's saga, but he does show up for her and save her life and they find peace together. And then he moves back in with his parents because, you know, he just killed someone. So he's got a lot of emotions to work through.
Yeah.
But it leads to some very meaningful glances. He apologizes for being a jerk. It makes me very happy. So all because of the quiz bowl. Oh, and Emma was on the quiz team. So if that helps. And then, Rick tried. That was the other last straw. So one last straw is he thought Jimmy just tarred and feathered him. The other is he tries to kiss Emma and she's like, ew. So that's my ship. Sean and Emma forever. Even though, guys, I hate to tell you the truth of what happens with Emma.
What?
She, in canon of this stupid show, which I'm not going to watch these episodes because I'm mad about it. She gets married to Spinner.
Why? What brought her there?
They're the only people left.
That's how small towns work.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. But I wish she had left the small town and moved to where Sean goes off to the army.
Mogi, have you ever been on Facebook? That's all it is. You're like, I know, those but it's upsetting.
Yeah, we're the ones that were left.
I don't go to Degrassi to feel real things. But yeah. But no, Sean and Emma forever, and the phase of their relationship as begun by the quiz slash shooter.
Guys, we're taking down all the social media platforms today. Facebook, TikTok, Parler, which deserves it.
Yeah.
Not podcasts though. Those are great.
No.
No problematic podcasts.
Kelly, do you have a quiz ship?
Yeah. Okay. So you know that like smug little asshole that runs the Jackbox games?
You mean the voice, or is there like a guy?
The guy, the voice.
Like Jack.
Jack, yeah. He needs someone to just like make him feel like shit and put him in his place.
Oh, so, wow.
I'm saying. I'm saying. I wonder if you guys can guess who it is.
I have a theory. Anne Robinson
from Weakest Link. Yes! I think she needs to come in and just really like Britishly make him feel bad. Yeah.
I love this because also it's like by pairing them together.
You take them off the board.
You know exactly. Yeah, you take them off the board and no one ever has to have dinner with them. Because
you know
what you're getting into with either of them. Mm-hmm. And both of them, they're not coming to the party.
Caustic.
Well, I mean, and here's the thing. So she's quarantined just like all of us. She's in lockdown. It's the year of vapor.
Yeah.
She's playing Jackbox with her friends because, you know, it's what you do. What else can you do? Starts this like hatred of this Jack character. Just really wants to tear him down a peg, destroy him, like change everything about him. Finds out he's sentient and they start having conversations.
Him, the movie.
yep, exactly.
It's him?
Yeah.
But in the middle of this, when it's announced that Jane Lynch will be taking over as the host of Weakest Link, and she didn't even get a fucking phone call. Oh, mm-hmm. Who does she have to turn to?
Mm-hmm.
Just Jack.
I'd watch this movie.
Jack. I mean, I think there's like it does get a little, you know, some parts I like kind of don't want to see. I want them to have the moment, but I don't want to watch it.
The sex part?
Yeah. I'm like, it's kind of like
there'd be so many notes.
Yeah, it's just like very ominous to me. I don't know. I feel as if I'm in danger. I just don't want to be involved. But I do. I need it to happen.
Do you think that Jack like calms down then, like stops being such a, or is he just like double down on his personality after that?
Well, I think so. You know, in Succession, the relationship between the lawyer and
Roman?
Culkin.
Oh yes,
they'll like abuse me and like I'm gonna jerk off.
Yeah,
it's
call
that
me a little shit
for a while.
Yeah, I think it is a lot of that.
She's like, "Oh, you think that's a joke, do you?" And he's like, "Oh, mommy."
Oh, you know what though? What happens?
What
Jack Pack number 8?
Yeah,
it's all the two of them together.
No.
Because they like both believe in each other's genius.
Right. I mean, and then I think they do become insufferable after a certain point.
Oh, yeah. They are that couple.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you are a fetishist, and specifically, like, one that is, like, a power play thing, part of the game, I think, should be hiding that from everyone else in the world. But Jack
part of
cannot
that should be the shame.
Well, yes. Like the fear of being
Jack
caught,
cannot
right?
Keep a lid on it. He's like antagonizing her. He acts like a total brat in hopes that she punishes him in public all the time.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, definitely like that couple that was like at the Irwan with one of them being a doggy. Like,
wait, I'm sorry. Are you referencing something from another social media app?
I am actually. Was it Instagram or was it what was it on?
I don't know about this. Like, literally.
Yeah, like, literally, this woman. And her partner was dressed like a dog, like power play thing.
This.
Okay, like, yeah, okay. Like, now, when you dress like a dog in a power play situation, is it like the way Dean on Community dressed like a dog? Is it like face paint and an outfit?
No. It's like the muzzle. It's like leather. Like
Okay. Like, and naked?
I believe he was. Yeah. He was wearing like, it was covering his like parts.
Yeah. But, like it's okay to be out in society.
He was dressed legally, but only in a technical way.
Only just so, you know?
Okay. And so she brought him to Erewhon, which is a very overpriced. Mm-hmm. I think the vibe is sort of bodega, but by saying bodega, I'm implying like a much more earthy situation.
It's like Gelson's, but like very, it's very LA. Like if you've watched You season 2,
yes,
the store that they work at is like a take on Erewhon.
It's like if Whole Foods seemed too pedestrian for you.
Yes, like you thought it had too much hoi polloi in there.
Yeah, you're like, oh my god, they'll let anyone into Whole Foods.
I destroyed the bathroom at Erewhon once. I was on a run, and it was one of those things. It was like, it was the one in WeHo.
Yeah,
and I or not WeHo, like WeHo / Miracle Mile. And I was on a run, and I was like, uh oh, something's gonna happen.
Yeah.
So I went in and I was like, I need to use your restroom. And they were like, it's for. And I was like, you do not understand.
To use.
I need to use your restroom. Destroyed it, left and was like, peace. And that's the only time I've ever been in at Erewhon.
And then you unchained Micah from the parking meter you left him tied to.
Yeah, nice. So this woman brought her partner in.
Yeah.
And was like humiliating him in the store.
Okay.
And a lot of people were like, well, by including the random passerby person, you are involving them in your kink. And unfortunately, kink requires consent.
Yep.
So you are kind of non-consensually involving, like you're making them voyeur. And then there were like a bunch of people that were like, oh, really? Well, what about all these vanilla people in here saying well, what about someone that's kissing someone in a store? And it's like, do you seriously fucking think that kissing is the same as humiliating to orgasm in a store?
It's sort of like how I feel about public sex. Like, mm-hmm. I go for it. Like, mm-hmm. live your life. But if I find out you didn't do it right.
Right.
Yeah.
I should be so ignorant. Like, yeah. I had a friend at my old company who mm-hmm. told me that she fucked her boyfriend in our boss's office. Which
Whoa, that's cool.
I don't want to think about that when I wish I didn't.
Because you're like, have to go in there.
Yeah. Yep. If I didn't work with her, I'd love to hear that story. That sounds like a power move.
No, but that's for her to think about and get a little crispy every time she walks
in. She's getting all the benefit, but she shouldn't have told me. I guess that's what I'm saying. Because now I have to think about it. I don't want to be party to this.
Right.
So now we're all subjected to that the next time we try to play Jackbox Party Pack.
We did it to everyone.
Hey guys.
We're the public puppy
relationship.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.